How to Pick an IUL Agent. 5 Questions That Reveal Everything. By Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. 5 Diagnostic Questions. Min-Death Benefit versus Target Premium Illustration Comparison. Carrier Rationale Beyond Cap Rate. Participating Loan Explanation. Most people shopping for an IUL have no idea they're one bad agent away from a policy that works against them. The right IUL agent changes your financial trajectory. The wrong one costs you hundreds of thousands of dollars over a lifetime, and you probably won't find out until it's too late. Here's how to tell the difference before you sign anything. The 95% problem is real, and it starts with the agent. The IUL industry has a serious structural problem. At least 95% of IUL policies are not set up correctly. Why? The agent structured it for a larger commission instead of for maximum cash value. An agent can design a policy 2 ways. Minimum death benefit or target premium. Minimum death benefit puts your money to work in cash value. Target premium loads up the death benefit, which lowers your cash value accumulation and earns the agent significantly more commission upfront. Same client, same premium, same carrier. Over 30 years, the difference can be hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash value and tens of thousands of dollars in annual income. Bad structure from bad agents is the scam. The product itself isn't the problem. 5 questions to ask any IUL agent before you buy. Question 1. Will you show me both a minimum death benefit illustration and a target premium illustration side by side? A client first agent will do this without hesitation. They want you to see the difference and understand what you're getting. An agent who avoids this comparison or tells you it's not necessary is protecting their commission. Walk away. Question 2. Why did you choose this carrier? And what do you know about their rate history? Cap rates get all the attention, but rate integrity over time is what actually matters. Any carrier can advertise a 12% cap rate to win new business, then quietly drop it to 5% once you're locked in. That's the bait and switch. Ask your agent what they know about how the carriers they work with have managed cap rates, loan rates, and internal costs over time. An agent who picks a carrier because it has the best-looking illustration today isn't doing their job. An agent who can speak to how a company has treated existing policyholders over the last decade? That's who you want. Question 3. How does the participating loan work, and why is it structured that way? Most agents go blank here. In a properly structured bank lifestyle policy, the participating loan is an asset. You borrow against your cash value. The policy keeps crediting interest on the full balance as if you never touched it, and you're typically earning more on that borrowed dollar than the loan is costing you. That's double dipping. $1 doing 2 jobs at once. If your agent can't explain this, or if they're using a non-participating loan structure, the policy's most powerful feature is already off the table. Question 4. Is this an and not or design? Most agents have never heard this phrase. That's the point. A properly structured IUL isn't meant to replace your 401k, your index funds, or your real estate. It's where your money lives before it goes into those vehicles. Every dollar moves through the policy, earns while it's there, then funds the next deal. An agent who pitches IUL as a replacement for other investing doesn't understand what max funded, minimum death benefit actually does. It's a liquidity engine, not a savings account with a ceiling. Question 5. Can you walk me through what happens in a bad year? The zero floor is one of IUL's real advantages. In a down market year, you don't lose principal. You credit zero, not negative. A good agent explains this clearly, including the trade-off. Caps limit your upside, but the floor protects your base. This has been a Lightstrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at lightstrats.com.